The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
First off, appreciate you always showing love in front of the camera, behind the camera. You're a real one. But when you walked in, you know I'm into health and wellness. What you doing right now? You doing pills? Like, you look good. Like, pause, but you look good. Like, you look good. No, for real. We had Paul on, too.
You look healthy. You look healthy, brother.
I'm going to be honest with you. Listen, last time we had you on the show, bro, like, you didn't look too.
I told him that. I see you look heavy back then. You lost some weight.
You look good. Like, what you doing? Seriously.
Just like I just changed my workout. So I was doing an hour of cardio, lifting and stuff.
He said, what you taking?
He said, what you taking? Like,
man, you think I'm cocaine bear around this mother? This mother.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wicked wheel straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
I had to run to the gas station, grab me some of these Celsius, right? You got a deal on these 4-for-1? Jerry, can you hear me? I was asking what flavors you want. They got the watermelon. Is that a package deal? No, because I like the peach. You want 2 grapes? I'm gonna get the peach. They got a grapefruit.
Right.
And these help you burn fat too. And it's essential energy, so essentially it's good for you. Ain't no preservatives in it. Really, they got anything you want. They got an orange pomegranate too. Jerry. Yeah. There's two more of these. Two more games. That's a double dribble. It's a double dribble. This game and then we on. Okay.
What's up,
you good? All right. Y'all on next? Okay. So this is the show for me, man. Like, the show just started, and this, you know, we already had you on. Came out to LA, we had you on, and that was more about you and, you know, your history. This is more about, you know, you low-key being this media mogul. Like, what you're building with Gil's Arena, building out studios, multiple shows, bringing on other people, bringing people with you. I guess my question is, like, what's the vision, bro? Like, what are you building?
Like, it's that new media style, right? When you look back at, you know, was it NFL Network, you look at the ESPNs, you know, those guys are 3 generations removed.
Right.
With no new talent trying to overtake them. So, you know, like with us, it's Charles Barkley, Shaq, Kenny Smith, right? Mm-hmm. There should have already been replacement. You just signed, you know, Charles Barkley to 120. He's 3 generations removed. These kids don't know him, right? No matter how great he was, the generation now don't know him. So whatever he says, you can combat that easy. So that's all I'm doing. Like, you're so removed that you don't realize at 23, you was
Right.
So you talking about John Morant from your older age, not realizing, Drew, when you was 23, you did worse.
Right.
You got pulled over, tried to have the police say, yo, I'll tattoo your name on my ass, you let me go. That was you.
He threw somebody through the window. Dude, in the bar.
That was as an adult. Yeah, it's like they forget who they were, so they don't identify with these kids today. Like, You saying, oh yeah, young listening to Young Boy is wrong? I was listening to Tupac.
For sure.
What's the difference?
That's a great point. I look at that, you experienced a lot in your career, mm-hmm. from violations of guns and things like that. Like, what would be your big advice you would give Ja Morant and what he's going through right now?
You know, right now it's just, man, listen, you can grow. You can grow from this. Where you are right now, how you feel right now is not the end of your story, right? So, right, live life as you are, but you still gotta, you're in the spotlight, so you do have to be careful on how you move. As much as, we lose, he played 2 years in college, mm-hmm. right?
23,
so he got into the NBA at 21, 20 years old with a whole bunch of money. Now, like, come on.
I say the same thing to all my homies, the same thing you saying.
Like, come on, like, if we all, like, if you're just a college kid and you're 21, your mentality right now give you $40 million in fame.
Right.
It heightens your dumbass behavior.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So you can't stop to be just like, yo, be mindful because you are famous. So everything you do, someone's watching. All right? So if you want to do something, just be mindful. Someone has a camera watching, someone's looking. So just.
So when you had your gun situation on, you were suspended. Coming back, how was that part? Because now that Ja Morant's reinstated and he's playing now, mm-hmm. like, what's the after effect?
See, he is lucky because he didn't have to sit out a whole time. So his game, and he's healthy.
Yeah.
So his game, he gets to go in and be like, he gets the love right now. So he was just 2 weeks out and he's back. I had to sit 50 games. The narrative got the run. What, my leg went down.
How old were you when you went through that?
28, 29. So I was an adult. So I was.
Oh, you
was I was stupid. I was stupid.
28 is still young though.
Nah, I know
the
better.
Guns and all that.
I know better.
I think that's pivotal though, what we talking about now. Like, go back real quick and go back to the 28-year-old Gil. Like, relive that moment. Like, what were you thinking at that moment when you made the mistakes and you pulled up to the arena with, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was you thinking in your mind?
So with mine, it was I was dealing with a 23-year-old. Javar's 22, 23. He was my young boy. So the real thing wasn't, we didn't have beef. He was my young guy. When we was on the road, he comes to my hotel. If he has a girl, just order the mine. Don't spend your money. Everything's, so they were gambling and I didn't like the language he was using towards the teammates. I was just one like, come on, man, you ain't got to talk to me like that. Yeah. It was one of those and he's losing money at the time. So just like anything, he just turned up. So I was like, oh, if you feel like that, then I'll just bring them to you. I want to see you do it. Right. That's what that was. It wasn't like, we shoot them. It was like, if you really feel that way, I'll bring you the guns. I want to see this happen. That's all it was.
But it's just, you show me on that.
Like one of us, it's just like you guys saying that. You don't really mean it, right? So it was just one of those things where it really got blown out of proportion, but where it mentally messed me up, it was, I got to, and it was my thing with him, is like, yo, watch the world. Like, really watch how fast the world turns on you. And that's what it's like, man, I did 100 things right, man. I'm, adopting kids, man. I'm doing foundations, homeless, sad, right? That, this and that. I'm doing 100 things. And one thing tears all this down? Yeah. Oh, I'm good.
But don't you feel like it's a different time? Because I saw what you did. I saw what Jalen Rose did. After Ja Morant, right? Mm-hmm. The situation with Ja Morant.
Stuck up for him.
Also, Steven Jackson. It was like there was a lot of cats, former cats, standing up saying, y'all trying to crucify the kid, he's 23. Mm-hmm. Like, I do believe there needs to be accountability, but what I thought was special in the Ja Morant moment was all of the OGs standing up for him. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen in the past.
No.
That never happened.
No idea.
But it's crazy you talk about the...
But you was about to say, but he has to be more accountable because what about all the mistakes that the older dudes did? He should have seen that.
Nah,
did you say that?
You got to throw. We talked about it. You got to throw.
He made me mad for that.
Certain to even understand where your
are. Yeah. 100%. But so, I was in between ESPN and crucify him. And
but it goes back to the dude, you know.
Why was you more on it?
Because like what I want to say is, you gotta listen to what I'm saying. How Stephen A. and Shaq be saying, y'all gotta listen to what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all the story. Like, look, pay attention. Listen to his story. Y'all just teed him up. You hear his story.
But he's 23.
I understand that, bro. But
where's the leniency? Like,
it's just the same thing, right? How many times has pops or somebody in the neighborhood said, "Yo, D-Jack, this is the way to go. This is the way to go." Of course, you're gonna make your mistakes.
I'll bump my head but what
if pops didn't say that though? No, you could have went all the way left, and that's all.
So
I'm
what,
saying.
So I got one for you though, because like my dad was great in my life,
right?
And there's a point where, because people was talking about his pops, and OG's probably told him the same thing you saying, but yo. He still gotta make grown man decisions when pops ain't around.
You heard him, they're 20 years old, here's
yeah, not even grown man, it's little kid decisions.
Yeah, but if all we do is we go out there and say, oh, you just 23. If you okay, you supposed to make those mistakes.
This is real life, bro.
We're kind of entertaining it. If you don't say, bro, you wrong, that's not how you do it, then there's no accountability.
But at the end of the day, we know we're wrong.
Right.
Because you're talking about it.
Right.
We know you're wrong.
Right.
Because, like, I know I do. But, right? So I'm listening to someone tells me, and I'm like, all right, that wasn't fair. And then the OG say, like, yo, I've been through that before. Hey, look, they're going to come after this. And he's going to, okay, I'll under. Like, it's still, I need to really listen to the dude that I identify with.
That's right.
Right?
That's the point he's saying.
And if you don't identify with the person who's giving you the information, you zoning right. them out anyway.
That's
right?
Why I respect what you do.
Like, you're zoning them out anyway. Like, when my kids ask me about tattoos, they're like, why you ain't got no tattoos on your arm? Because I wanted to be marketable. Mm. And he's like, what does that mean? I said, listen, no matter how fast the world is moving, right, it's still a market.
Right?
You still got to sell yourself. You still got to sell whatever image. So I like tattoos, but you know, when you're talking about, I looked at Allen Iverson when they took all his tattoos off his arm, right? He didn't like it. He was never on nothing big again, right?
Oh, right.
But I look at LeBron James. He's supposed to be the face. I see how they treat him. Everything's in suits, covering up, right? So it's like, okay, they still. So when you're telling the athlete, yo, you know, with the tattoos, like try to keep them, you know, I call them corporate tats.
Right.
You know, so they can still market you. It's like, you can still get the tats, but make sure.
Is that still the case now,
yes.
though?
Like the hands.
You think that's still the case? Because yes. Everybody wearing dreads, got gold teeth, bent. Lamar Jackson got the shades on the sideline with his trunk, tattoos everywhere.
Football is different than basketball. I just look at when you're talking about getting deals outside, that's cool. When you're talking about NFL, NBA marketing, look at who they actually are marketing. Right? We're not talking about the Grizzlies. Right? We're not talking about who the Grizzlies is marketing. We know who they're going to market. We're talking about the NFL and the NBA themselves.
Yeah. It's similar, though.
They're taking certain looks. Right. It's going to always be certain looks.
If Lamar Jackson plays better than Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion, right, because I think he's right, they're not going to make Lamar Jackson the face of the NFL like they're going to make it Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Because of them reasons, I feel like.
So I feel what? Like I feel like, yeah. I feel like,
the
I feel like people are more accepting
I'm
now.
I'm saying no, they are, but I'm saying and if hold on, no. NFL care about their shield.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is if Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes was the same player, right? In my opinion, I feel like they will market Patrick Mahomes more because he fits the description and narrative.
Who do the women like?
It's not right.
Who do the women like?
That's it.
That's the clean,
that's,
clean
that's
cut,
the,
brother.
That's the answer.
What kind of women, brother? What kind of women?
It don't matter.
Hey, look, y'all think
that might matter though.
Yeah, it do matter.
When Cam Newton was Cam Newton, when he was Cam Newton, what he looked like? When Odell Beckham was Odell Beckham.
Yeah, man, but like they never was the face of the NFL though. They wasn't.
Yeah, they was. Cam was. OBJ was.
What I'm saying is they was on that rise though.
Odell Beckham's probably the biggest individual star, yeah, right? Yeah. But I'm talking about, that's not the face of the face.
J.J. Watt, Tom Brady.
There you go.
Those
here
guys.
We go.
But what I'm saying, Odell was young.
And now, I don't know, bro. He was one of them. There's faces
no,
of
no, no,
the
no,
NFL.
No. It's not. No matter what's going on, they're going to make a certain player the face. And you just
So went, who's the face right now? Who's the face of the NBA? Who's the face of the NFL?
I would go Luka Tatum.
Luka Tatum, Curry.
Curry.
Why you make that face?
I don't think that.
Listen, man, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, them girl, if they can put your face on them covers and them women are loving it, that's who's gonna be the face. Them GQ looking, that's who the face is.
So now the women run it.
Hey, listen, when somebody coming into the NBA draft, right? If they don't look like they can sell no tickets, they ain't gonna look like that. They going to Milwaukee, Minnesota, Detroit. They right. You can. Hey, you look like women
gonna,
want you.
It's gonna be like, oh,
L.A. You gonna be a big Marcus, man. I'm trying to tell you.
No, big Marcus always gonna be different though. You know, you got a big name in a big market.
Like New York, L.A. and all that.
Yeah, like we can sell you. But this is my question to you. So if you Lamar Jackson right now, for one, what's going on in your head? And are you gonna adjust? Like, would you go get an agent? Would you go do the traditional way? Like, something that you went through in your career when you had to no trade one of the first players, you know, that went through that. Like,
that was gangster too, though.
Yeah,
man.
That was hard. What is some advice?
So I don't know if he has a relationship. I tell players this. I say, listen, there's an owner, right? Mm-hmm. He has no face. No one knows him. You become his face.
Mm.
That should be your best friend. That should be your boy. He they goofy up there, right? The owner's goofy. They nerds. They got these things to try to be cool to their friends, right? They want somebody to be like, yo, this is my guy right here. Me, my guy. This is my business partner. And this, like, they want to be able to brag too.
Right. They do that, yeah.
Nobody know
Michael
them.
Michael Rubens.
Right? Nobody know them. So you, that's who you friend. Right? That's who you friend. You don't want to be just another dude, number 88. Like, right. That's my guy. So when you sitting there trying to have a discussion, you talking about contracts, you're sitting there, it's you. There ain't no general manager, ain't no coach. It's you and him, and y'all sitting there talking. Like, oh, I don't know about your knee. Well, it's good, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, and y'all can really have that discussion. So my thing is always be friends with these owners. I cut out the map, hey, just like them smugglers, I cut out the middleman. I want the cheapest price. Right.
What's the owner of the Baltimore Ravens?
His name is
He pretty cool, so I don't even know.
But to your point, he's the one that came out. You had Ozzie and everybody keep saying that the owner keep pointing at Deshaun Watson's deal and saying
all owners are though. They're coming together.
We're not going off of that deal.
We're
together.
He's like, we're. That all means together. That I'm talking to it's me. I want to hear me. I'm not.
But what he's saying is, so my question, I guess what he was trying to say is the owner, the Ravens owner, someone, Deshaun Watson got the $230 million guaranteed fully.
He's basing that off of owners.
But what he said, this is a bad deal. He said, I wouldn't want to have to sign that type of check.
Agree.
So when the owner came out and said that, I'm like, oh, hell, Lamar ain't going to get that deal he deserved.
But that's why I don't agree, though. And this is my reason, because I feel like they're not going to allow that to happen again. They feel like the Browns effed up the market, and they allowed something where a team was desperate and they was in need.
That's true.
And he can save our franchise. So that deal was based off of one team.
So you think that's the last desperate team? Though?
I'm not saying that, but at the end of the day, they come together and say, let's not let this happen again.
Okay, but here's No, that's what I'm saying. And here's my point. If Lamar actually stand up and say, you know what, I ain't playing until I get exactly what I want.
Do
there's
it.
Going to be one team
do it.
Or two teams that's willing to give him another Deshaun Watson deal.
But I'm going to be real with you. I honestly feel like he should do that.
Yeah,
I've seen players before 100%. Go get franchise and not play, and guess what? It falls out Trent Williams. He has the leverage.
Yep.
At the time, it was the Redskins. They franchised him.
Right.
He said, I'm not playing on no franchise. I'm going to sit out a chair. I was like, hey, bro, I don't know if you want to miss out on $20-something million. Guess what he did? He went opposite of what I told him, sat out, and went to Frisco and got a bag. The number one all-time left tackle in the game. So I would do that if I was Lamar Jackson.
I mean, if you, like, use your power.
Why you got it?
Why you have it?
You
like
got the leverage.
You know, but like it's one of those things that they can't afford not to pay him. They're gonna play a whole season without him,
right, and they lose when he don't play.
And they really think they're gonna do that? So it's one of those things where I'm having the discussion. Like if this is what I'm asking for, right? Me and you talk. I don't care about these two people right here. Right. I'm about to care about the coach and the general manager. I don't. What are we talking about? What you comfortable with?
But that's,
what you comfortable with?
200?
Then okay, 200. Then I need the other 30 in this offshore somewhere. We gonna figure out how to get this money
that's
to
what
me.
The Patriots be doing. And
we gonna figure out how to get this money to me.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe right. We. You know what I mean?
Because you got it.
But I got a question for you. Is it like that in the NBA? Because in the NFL, there's people in position, so you don't even really talk to the owner. Like I had a great relationship when I signed with the Raiders with Mark Davis. Right? Obviously, when I went to him, I was talking to him about like real. Hey man, come on, let's figure out how to make this deal. But a lot of times, people not able to, if you're not a star player, you're not hollering at the owners, bro. So,
but
In the NBA, is it like that? Like, is it more personal?
But it's still, everyone's scared of the man above. Like, nah, I want to meet the man above. Like, I want to have a conversation with the guy who writes the check.
But see, but even yes. Like, but your mindset, that's the that I'm on right
nah,
there.
Nah, that's big.
Is that's how we should be thinking. Even if you are the second, third string dude on the depth chart.
Nah. He ain't got no relationship with no owner.
It don't matter, but guess what?
I couldn't even go talk to Andy. I couldn't go talk to Andy Reid if I wasn't a star. Ask him when he first. Though. But you got to build that. You just can't come in and be like, I'm second, third string. I'm going to go talk to the owner.
Look, sometimes you got to be bold.
Bro, like, hell no. They going to look at you.
We businessmen. We businessmen.
They going to cut you. You the third string? Third string? You want to holler at the owner?
Yo, you call him. He like,
who are you?
He look at your back.
You ain't made me no ticket sale, no jersey.
Marshall, I can help you, Marshall.
Back this up.
Know his name?
Let me back this up a little.
All right, go ahead.
And that's what I'm saying. How you thinking, taking control? I'm at the table. I got to sit at the table. What we doing? Mm-hmm. That's how we got to be thinking. You know what we doing? We sending other people in, our agents, our financial advisors. Go handle the business. No, you the business. Run the business.
That's what we talk
be
about.
Be at the table. A lot of times they say that you. An agent sit down with a player and they like, yo, here's what we looking at, here's the market. And you trust them, so you say, okay, cool. You ain't did your own research. Yeah. You ain't even called the PA and said, like, won't you break
Man,
down the top 10?
We all been taught that.
None of us is doing that.
You got to be real. We all come into this not knowing. Our families don't come from that. We ain't got the education, right. Bro. So let's be real, bro. You come into this, you go sign this, and at the end of the day, we don't know. We signing deals we ain't even never got
language.
That's
my point. But so we gonna keep doing that?
No, you're right. But I'm just saying that's what we came into.
That's
so
right.
Now we're at the pivot. Like, let's figure out how to do it. So these are the conversations we're having. But you can't be naive to the fact that when we first came in, we didn't have that information.
Y'all
bro.
Stuck
right.
in time. Every time we had a conversation,
y'all
stuck in time. They stuck in time.
But that's why
he gets so mad at me when I talk.
I get mad about that. Yeah.
But that's why we're in. But that's why we're in. The spotlight now, because we can have these conversations
and
talk it.
That's go back to, but it go back to what you said, and I love what you said, because that's why I got to tip my hat off to you, bro. Charles Barkley and all these dudes, they're so far removed, bro. Like, dudes like him, we can relate. What you, how old are you, 38, 36?
41.
I'm 36, bro. So it's like, Gilbert Arenas, I grew up L.A., bro, was a baller, you know what I'm saying? Went to Arizona, like, bro, I know that. Charles Barkley, I don't know what. High school, I don't know where the hell he from. So
you
it's like
you don't know about Charles Barkley?
I'm not saying I don't know about him, but if I go back,
that was my era.
We're removed. Right. So that's what
from
I'm saying.
Somewhere
like,
in the South,
Charles was nice though.
Like these guys,
he went to Auburn, dog. He was a MVP.
I'm not saying he wasn't nice. That wasn't
but
the thing.
He was nice.
He was nice. Nice to us. Not younger than us.
Yeah, the younger ones.
30 and under.
The John Morant.
So this is the thing, y'all kind of.
He's so corporate. Why are you so corporate?
I'm honest.
Why are you defending him?
Hold up, real quick. And that's the story, or we'll talk about this later on. But we so similar when we say what we feel with no regrets or no F's.
Why are you so corporate?
But this is what I said. But look, because y'all not going to act like a young kid right now that's 17 or 16.
He's not going to know about Charles
Barkley.
How
about this? We interviewed Mikey Williams, right? One of the best players. You know what it is? Best players in the country, right? I guarantee he know who Charles Barkley is. I guarantee he know
you're
who.
No.
Who, I guarantee he
it's
know
different
who
from no.
Shaquille O'Neal is.
Because he had no of them.
I mean, what
but he don't know what college or what high school he went to.
And I know he want to get an interview. Oh, I'm going to talk to Charles. I'm going to talk to Shaq. We can't. That's not realistic.
No, hold on. First off, Mikey's team reached out to us. Said, yo, like, Mikey about to do a little run. We should stop in IMF. And he reached out to TNT.
But, and I get, but I'm saying, if TNT asked him to come on there, you think he not going to want to?
TNT. Yes. Look, he knows.
Who the host on there?
No, he knows they. He knows them by talking. He don't know they breath.
Personal,
man.
Yeah, like personal. We just saying like
listen,
more personal.
I did an interview. He's in the NBA right now, so he's only about 23.
Okay.
Right. So this interview was about 2 years ago, and I said, "Hey man, what you think about Vince Carter's game?"
Don't tell me he was like.
This man said. He's in the draft.
Oh, okay.
He's good. In the draft. 21. I'm not the 21.
I
didn't say his name.
I'm gonna look it up.
21 years old, and he said, "No. I know him, but I don't know his game. Like by the time I started watching NBA, he was washed.
Right.
Mm. And I had to really think about it. I said, "Wait, how old are you?" He said, "21." I'm thinking. I mean, Vince Carter's last real good year was 2006-07.
Right.
Damn, you right. The Vince Carter you know was washed in your vision. And that's crazy when you think about it.
That's real.
And also, they're not even watching games anymore, man. They watching highlights
YouTube,
bro.
Yeah, YouTube,
that's what I'm saying. These kids ain't even watching some of the top high school football players and basketball players. They not even watching ESPN or FS1. You know what they watching? Overtime. They watching TikTok and Instagram. Only thing they watching is clips.
Clips.
That's it.
Clips.
I be sitting there with my youngins, my high school nephews, and I'm like, yo, the games is on. They over there playing video games. What doing? Like, come sit your ass down and watch Justin Jefferson. You tell you play wide receiver, the best wide receivers on TV right now. What are you doing?
They know the high school kids, not the NBA players like that.
It's crazy.
You said they watching.
Okay. So they watching, like, a high school football player will probably know his competition more than he'll know an NFL person.
So what are you doing in media? You never really answered the question. Like, what are you doing in media? You got the weekly show, you got the daily show.
Fubo. So I got the weekly show on Fubo's platform. And then I just started Gil's Arena, which is more the ESPN style.
Studio sick, bro. It's in his crib.
With Underdog Fantasy.
Yeah,
so I got two styles. So one is, you know, interviewing people, then the other one just roundtable talk.
What's your inner ego, man? The agent zero, man. Like, bring that out a little bit, man. Tell me something about that one right there.
All right, so I was quiet. Quiet dude. I swear to God. I was more like Dame Lillard.
For real?
Yeah, just quiet. And then, you know, I'm averaging 29. The inner me, like media-wise, came out. It was 2005-06. I got snubbed from the All-Star game. I was
I remember that. You went crazy.
I was fourth. I was fourth, third in scoring. Oh, my team was fourth.
Okay.
They went first, second, third, skipped.
And then everything went
fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10. And I'm like, and there's people in there, like the Paul Pierce made his team was 13. Chris Bosh team was in last place he made. I'm like, what the are y'all talking about winning? It was that Detroit push.
Okay.
So it was like, so that's when I knew, like, when you're voting, they slotting it. It ain't about like who getting the vote. So I was like, all right. So I said, man, all the coaches that didn't vote for me, I'm killing y'all. East Coast Assassin. I'm tearing y'all a new ad. And I just went verbally with it.
So is that when you started talking a lot?
Talking.
Okay.
Doing the same thing. Everybody's like, oh man, he's killing. And I'm like, I'm doing the same thing I was doing before. I just put words behind it. Now they're looking.
Everything.
Oh, y'all can't stop me now. I just blah, blah, blah. I'm about to score 50 on him. Yeah. 50 on him. About to buzz his ass. And I'm just playing.
He was saying to go out there and do it though.
And just playing a regular game. Just doing what you normally do. And people are now just watching. And I just put eyes on me.
So were you the first, like, because you brought up Dame, were you the first to shoot way back like that?
No, I mean, listen, you had like Mahmoud, you had players who
shot
Mahmoud.
Okay, yeah.
You had like that was the Steph before Steph. That was the man.
He was crazy.
When you say Steph before Steph, it was him. Like, I'm not a Steph before, it's him. When you talk about the mannerisms, quick shot, fast, moving, running, that was him.
He looked good, bro. He was
right. Yeah, but was he shooting deep like that?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But
he shot a lot of threes,
but
though.
But me, it was more ESPN highlight because I was hitting game winners doing that shit. I was in the periods doing that shit.
You know,
so it wasn't like, you know, in middle of the game, like minus three, two, all right, I'm shooting. So it was more highlighted than.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes has arrived in IMAX.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do.
try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anybody else?
Such a good conversation, and we'll get back to the conversation shortly. But first, I want to show some love to some of the partners that continue to fuel energy into our platform to keep conversations like this going. Amazon. Big shout out to Amazon. And when you think about Amazon, a lot of times you think about one or two services. You think about free shipping, you think about Amazon Prime. But the reality is, Amazon is made up of a suite of services. Prime Fast, Prime Video, Amazon Music Prime, and free shipping. Prime is where you can go to pursue your passions. As a former professional athlete, I personally love all the sports documentaries, but I also spend a lot of time watching a lot of documentaries in film and production because this is my new thing, and that's what I'm transitioning to. A lot of times when I'm driving home from shooting a couple episodes of I Am Athlete or Paper Route, I'm listening to Amazon Music Prime just to detach and relax and reset for the next day. Whatever your interests are, whether you love sports, whether you love fitness like I do, Prime allows you to get more out of your interests. That's what makes Prime so special. From shopping to streaming, whatever it is, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime. Whatever your interests are, you can find it there. That's amazon.com/amazonprime.
So do this real quick. Take numbers out of it, just pure game. Where you rank amongst the best?
Go, you talking about guards? What are you talking about?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Where is he ranked?
Guards?
In his mind, take numbers out of it. Take career. Just, we on the court, mano y mano.
Right.
Where you rank? Because it's skill. Now we talking about skill.
Talking about him all the time?
Him, yes.
So are you asking him where does he rank?
It's unfair for both parties. It's unfair for me because now I got to rank myself against people's careers.
Yeah. No, don't do right. careers. So do I
got
skill.
No, what I'm saying is because I got hurt at 25.
You're right, right.
So
I'm saying, bro, he is
so I'm saying
he's
so if you stop me at 25,
right?
Yeah.
They ain't Steph ain't with me.
No.
Cause you have to stop him at 25. You right. can't, there's no three championships. He's only a two-time All-Star.
No, don't think about
no, 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 what I'm saying is there's so when people hear it, they're gonna be like, well, he ain't
at 25.
25, there's no three championships. Right. There's only a one-time All-Star. I'm a three-time All-Star, three-time All-NBA player by the age of 25. So there's not a lot of us at that age. Like Allen Iverson is only two. Mm. It's only two-time by that age. There's only a few players that's three-time, three-times by 25.
But
you got to stop it at 25. If we say ever, then I'm not.
Let's do this. I'm not in no class with Steph Curry. Let's say you don't get hurt at 25.
Uh-huh.
That's a what if. And you play till 30.
I don't like this.
Why not? Let me tell you why I'm trying to do
this.
The reason why I'm trying to do this is because of what you saying right now.
What I'm saying,
bro, was nice.
Oh no, he was nice.
And
but you can't do like what if I stayed and kept going? I don't know.
We retired. That's what retired dudes do.
I have two or three scoring titles. I can say all that, but we don't know.
But you're the first hit.
But he retired. Ain't that what retired
dudes But if you say stop me at 25 and then compare me to 25,
he don't know. They just retired.
No, what I'm saying is
they just retired.
What I'm saying is if because I got injured, if you stop my career at 25 and then we say, all right, everybody at 25, where do you rank amongst guards?
Okay.
Shit, you gotta give me top 4-5.
Name the four
yeah,
five.
Who was that? Because AI is in there. I didn't know what you were saying, but the AI. AI came in
by 25?
Yes. 25. AI from the rip.
He's two-time All-Star at 25.
Wait, time out.
Two-time.
AI from the rip was crazy. Right?
That's what he said.
He was 22 when he came in the league, though.
Okay. So
22 when he came in the league.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
Give us your top five.
So when you're talking about by 25, you're only talking like Magic because he won a chip.
Okay. Okay.
He won two chips by 25. You're talking about right now, Luca. Remember them 80s?
Yeah, you're
them,
right now about
25. We don't get that because
them 80s, they came in at 22, 23 years old, so they had to be all-stars as soon as they walked into the league.
Okay.
So when you're talking about 25, you're talking about
LeBron. Don't make the
LeBron. Unfortunately,
Kobe
was a three-time all-star.
You got to put Kobe.
He was a
Kobe in there for sure.
Kobe was a six-time all-star by 25.
Yeah. Wow.
Because
Jordan don't even make that list.
Yeah, he do.
By 25?
But he averaged.
Jordan, what the? Yes. Jordan came in going crazy. His second year, he broke his ankle. His first year, he was doing
about 37.
Come on, dog.
37?
He was averaging like 37.
But you see how that list gets real small.
Hold on, time out.
It gets real small.
He going to get mad at me. He going to get mad.
Bro,
he still think Kawhi a superstar. He still
think Kawhi. I don't care what he's.
He LA.
Bro, Kawhi at a point was top. Like you gonna put Kawhi over LeBron 3-4 years ago.
No. See, listen.
He got Kawhi in his top five still.
You know what's so funny about Kawhi?
Dog, bro, the past 20 games, he in my top five right now.
Yeah, 20
I've
games.
I've been a Kawhi.
There's 10 games left.
Yeah, right.
Hold on, let me get in here.
Listen,
let me hear
I've been a Kawhi hater.
You hate Kawhi?
No reason. It's just like I looked at it, like I tried everything not to put him as a top three player, right? So
okay.
It's like, wow, he played with the Spurs. He played with the Spurs, right?
Come on, there we go.
And then he wins Finals MVP. Then I do this, but LeBron had 29, 8-8, 53% shooting, 50%. So he ain't stopped, right? He goes to Toronto, wins a chip. But they were already good.
Right.
They was number one the year before that. So I keep doing that. Then he comes here and he just gets it done. Like it's one of those things that
he's good. He's nice.
It don't look.
A healthy Kawhi in my top five right now.
And I can't knock him for it.
Right now.
And I can't knock you for it.
Listen, hey.
I can't knock him. You've played against players that they don't know how to run their routes. They slow, they just look ugly, but they just get it done. And you be like, how does he get it done?
That's Kawhi. Quite solid. Yeah.
And like that's how Kawhi,
So can I ask you this?
It's all robotic. You be like, how he getting this ugly shit off? He just do it, man.
So you
can't knock this no more.
You be killing the 80s and sometimes the 90s players, right?
No, 80s.
So not
80s.
Okay. Yeah, 80s. I just had to get it
all
right.
All 80s.
Okay. All right. Okay, because
the cocaine cowboy era. That they don't want to talk about.
So, but you said something about MJ before though.
What did I say?
Like if he played now,
he wouldn't do what he was doing.
Yeah, he would be looked at like amongst the other greats, but he wouldn't just stand out like.
Oh no. This is gonna be a fact. Yeah. Okay, this is gonna be a fact.
I love it. Now we talking.
I've been waiting for you.
Right here.
I love Gil, dog.
I love him, but that's the only thing I don't like. He just said.
Come on, let him
get it off.
He said it's a fact.
Okay,
this is pure fact, right? If we take MJ, Michael Jordan,
okay,
and we switch him in eras, boom. Michael Jordan's personality, the way he lived his life, he will not be perfect like LeBron is.
I mean, we're talking about on the court. I don't know about
No. When you're talking about your whole package.
Duh.
When we're talking
about
Ja Morant and the silly he's doing, and that's tarnishing his legacy, you take MJ's personality, the gambling, all that, and put it in this scrutiny. No.
That's every player.
He is not MJ.
That's every player, bro.
Not LeBron.
I'm the same.
Whoa.
Okay, so LeBron
didn't have a ticket in his era.
LeBron.
You put him in an era where you don't, bro. There's no media.
I know.
He ain't got a ticket.
Bro.
He don't have a ticket.
LeBron, there's nobody like LeBron. LeBron is the best role model we've ever seen in any sport.
But that's what I'm saying.
Hold up. This is where I push back. Because we.
But if you. But I'm talking
about. You're getting personal business.
I'm talking about if we. But we're talking about an image that we see.
I'm just saying a player. I'm saying him as a basketball player. Magic was sleeping with all type of women.
Didn't know about it.
Jordan was gambling.
But that's us,
if you put them in it, like, you can do that's any era, bro. We all have baggage. I'm talking about Basketball. I don't get in.
But you can't do basketball.
Yeah, bro.
You can't do it.
Come on, dog.
Yeah, you telling me y'all stopping. You telling me the 80s and the 90s is stopping a 6'10, 260 man coming downhill. He is the biggest person on the court. Dennis Rodman and them were 210.
I'm talking about MJ. I don't want to mix up the conversation. I want the viewers to know we're talking about Michael Jordan. I'm talking about him as a basketball player.
If he's in this era,
he's just going to be a good player, right?
He'd be dominant.
Would he be just as dominant back then, would he, like now?
Yes.
Okay. Because I thought you said, okay. Then we're on the same page. I thought I heard you say something. Because I like when you take,
It takes me, you feel it.
I like how you be speaking.
There's certain players that are just generational.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about a person like Michael Jordan, his abilities over exceed his eras because he was the caviar.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about 6'6 guards, hands, explosiveness, jumping, 46-inch vertical, since they've been doing verticals, there's only one player that's topped his vertical. That's Zach LaVine.
Mm.
That's it. Now you're talking about Zach LaVine jumping ability with a Russell Westbrook takeoff, with a Kobe swag.
Right.
That's a whole
we're on the same page. Okay.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. Who know more basketball than you?
Bron.
JJ Redick? JJ Redick?
No.
He's smart.
He's smart. Being book smart, like you
said,
no.
Bron.
So
not somebody that's
not crazy,
but I'm saying somebody that's doing what you're doing, like in the field of broadcast.
No, I'm just saying period. Like sit down, talk ball, bro.
It's really hard because when you're talking basketball IQ, you're still talking about nuances in the game. What are you looking for? Like referees, what's his nick? What's his knack? I know JJ Redick, like game, like clockwork. All right, if he's going off the right, cut it, make him go back this way. As a right-handed player, he was only one of the few right-handed players that liked shooting going right. Mm. So he floated right. So he played like he shot like he was left-handed, right? So you had to treat him like a left-handed player. So when he wanted to come off, you want to make him come off this way. He was one of the only players that you had to do that to because he didn't have the natural left-handed follower. Like Ray Allen, we want to push him right. So Ray Allen's going to pump fake and then try to dump it off. If he's coming off left, he's shooting at JJ, you wanted him going left. You didn't want him going right. So that's just studying the game.
So how do you stop Steph Curry?
How do you stop Steph Curry? Like, what are you talking about? Like, come on, what type of question is that? I mean, because Kyrie Irving being a little physical. I mean, you ain't going to stop him. You might be able to tame him.
Like a player like him, right?
Go be Dame Lillard on him. You got to go be tough with him. He ain't come from that. That's going to be real.
That's what I would do.
You got to go be tough with him.
Everybody do that. They don't stop you.
I'm bullying Steph.
Bruh. That don't work, man. Stop listening to them 80 goofies, man. Or we going to body slam them. Foul.
Yeah, right.
We play AAU, bro. You know what time it is?
If y'all didn't
You can't be bully ball, though. You can do it.
We played bully ball growing up, right? We played on the streets. We know how to play. But if the referee is calling foul.
That's a foul.
Foul! Yeah, cool, right. Give me my right. foul. But if you're saying, you are going to rough me up and that's your whole style, means you can't play basketball. Mm. If your style is, I'm going to just hurt the man, then you don't know how to play. You can't guard me then.
Yeah, of course, right. That's what I'm saying. How do you stop them? That's a good guy.
Listen, there's players.
He's not really stopping them.
When you're talking about stopping a guy like
this,
think about his attributes, right? He can dribble.
He can pass.
He can shoot.
He can run all day.
He can run all day.
Yep. He not stopping.
Now, when you're talking about stopping him, you have to have the same energy.
What about off the ball? That's him. He don't even gotta have the ball.
You know how hard it is stopping somebody off the ball.
Like
Steve Nash, right? Good on the ball. Yeah. Right? He's good on the ball. Now add a Rip Hamilton, a Kerry Kittles type of energy with him. Now you gotta run off screens when he passes. You don't have no rest time.
No, that's tough.
So you're talking about a guy, you're talking about this one person ain't gonna be built to stop him like that. You don't have enough energy. And then be offense? No. You gotta just sub.
Double him.
And then when you double him, he going to pass it back.
So Steph 35, how many more years we going to see Steph?
He's a shooter. He can forever. He can shoot.
About six, seven.
Worst case scenario, you can bring a Ja Morant over there and put him as a two guard.
So how many more years are we going to see Steph?
Oh, 5'7".
Really? Like, he going to play till he's 40?
I mean, the only thing we're going to see less is defense. I mean, how old is Chris Paul right now?
Will we see LeBron and Bronny play together?
Yeah.
It's happening.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Why you say that's a fact?
Because you're telling a father, right? If we would have asked him this 10, 15 years ago, nah. It's 1 year away.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
It's 1 year away to make history. Oh, that's history LeBron James is doing.
So is he going? They gonna play in LA or they gonna go in Vegas?
It don't matter. As a father, think about your son. And you in the league and you still balling?
Play with your dad.
Why you going to play with your dad?
But I want to go back to the clutch, man, because we talked about that. Man, you make the clutch. Oh, him clutch. Being so clutch.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think that's a pivotal moment because it's like, I go back at, you know, I'm an all-time Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. Love him to death. My number one over anybody. Kobe and LeBron, right? I feel like Kobe, the black mama mentality, he a dog. You get what I'm saying? Like, he going to shoot 100 times a game if he got to. But on the line in crunch time, Kobe always taking a shot. Early in LeBron's career, sometimes he used to pass the ball. He used to never really like take that crunch mode time over. You was one of them dudes where like making the last shot. What do you feel like the difference in LeBron and Kobe is when it comes down to that game time clutch mentality? Like where are they different?
So what happened when Michael Jordan came into the NBA, right? He gave a definition on what a superstar supposed to do, right? So you got to remember, we had Magic, we had Bird, we had Julius Erving, we had all these guys, the Wilton. When it came to a single definition of what a great one player should look like, it became Michael Jordan. So everyone is compared off of this. So to really be in this man's mode, you got to be a gamer. You got to be you have to be all of this. So what happens with LeBron is, like me, I'm growing up, it's Jordan, right? Yeah. Then Kobe, right? So that's what we're trying to, I want to work on the, you know, being that gamer. Well, LeBron, he's looking at Magic Johnson. He's looking at Michael Jordan. He's trying to figure out who he is. So he's a hybrid of both.
That's true.
When he came into the NBA, they said he's Magic Johnson with Jordan-like ability, right? They didn't say he was Jordan with Magic passing skills. He was Magic with Jordan ability. So that's telling me that, all right, he's a playmaker that if he gets going or going to the rim, you're not going to stop him. Yeah. That's what his game has been. But now when you're talking about the Jordan line, you're saying, well, oh, he don't hit game winners. No, Magic Johnson? How many game winners did Magic Johnson hit? We don't know.
Not really.
Because he's sitting there trying to get it to the people he think is. Come on. You know what I mean? And that's where we don't give LeBron credit for making the right decision. We've never actually seen LeBron James for LeBron James. I remember it was the playoffs when Kyrie and Love went down. I wrote on Instagram, take a look at this. This is the only time you will ever see LeBron James go 100% because he's forced to. What did he average? 39, 13, and 9? Yeah. I said, you would never see it again. Because when he came into the NBA, he had to win rings. Mm-hmm. So everything has been built around being rings, not built around being selfish. So so when people say, well, Jordan had 9 scoring titles and then LeBron never had a chance because you already said, hey, be Jordan. And when you talk about be Jordan, you're talking about 6 rings. You're not talking about the other sets. You're talking about 6 rings. So now you have a young kid saying, all right, I got to win championships. I can't be selfish.
Well, you think that was intentional for him or was it just innate? Like, did he sit back and say, let me mimic Magic? Or was it just his natural ability?
Just his natural ability.
Yeah.
Right? And we have to. What's the knock on Westbrook?
Is he out of control?
Can't shoot.
Out of control, can't shoot. He take bad shots at the wrong time.
Right.
Well, he was just, that's how LeBron would have been if he was forcing the shots because he's a superstar. And you think I'm a superstar. Oh, man, I got to.
But you know that too, though. You know that too. Russell Westbrook has always been that way. That style of play, he's always been that way. It's just sometimes it works out in certain systems. But obviously with L.A., he couldn't really figure it out. But he's been that.
You know what's crazy? Let's stay right here,
though. Let's stay. Oklahoma, that was his game.
But let's stay right here. Have y'all seen? He had a documentary just come out and watched the documentary. Russ.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
He was intentional on that. He came out and they said, "Well, y'all said I can't." Why he start averaging a triple double? Because y'all said I don't pass. Mm-hmm. He intentionally went out there and said, I'm going to start showing y'all. Y'all telling me what I can't do. Y'all got to pay attention to what dude really doing. Y'all keep saying he can't score. So I'm going to go score for y'all. Right. Y'all saying I can't pass. I'm not a good teammate. I'm going to go pass for y'all.
But his scoring was never really that crazy, though. Like,
you got to watch the documentary, bro.
And I hate to do this, but I can't let y'all just create this narrative. Like, because I like Westbrook. But one thing about Westbrook that I got to push back on is like, yo, everybody we talk about, like LeBron couldn't shoot that great when he came in, but everybody involved, their game gets better and better. I feel like Russ's game has been the same the whole career, where other players have got better on deficiencies. Am I tripping?
No, you're not.
I never am. Okay.
He just did. No, you never are tripping.
Huh?
That's where the triple-double came in. That's what I'm saying. You got to watch the documentary.
But he wasn't doing that before, bro. He plays 100 miles per hour every game.
That's true.
I don't see no change.
That's true. I'm talking about getting other people involved,
but that's
passing.
But, bro, that's evolving your game.
That's what he just did.
But it's like okay, so like him and Ben Simmons remind me. Him, Ben Simmons, John Wall.
Hold on.
Right?
You said remind you?
Yeah.
We got to take Ben out of there.
No.
Ben can't make a shot though.
No, but see, that's the problem.
Now, we got to take him out. Can we take him out, please?
No. Here's why. Same thing that LeBron was in that same category. You're talking about engines, right? You're talking about Ferrari, Lamborghini type of engines, right? Okay. So once they get their motor going, if they've never learned how to shoot going full speed, once they get older, that is basically irrelevant,
right?
So a shooter has already established his rhythm.
Okay.
So when you're talking about like a Kyrie and a Luka, they got their speed. When you're talking about speed demons, once they get the going, they've been attacking the basket their whole life.
Right.
Now you're talking about once you get to about 17, 18, now you have to try to learn how to shoot doing it too?
I ain't gonna lie.
Nah. That's something I've learned when I pick the ball up,
right,
how to slow down to pull my jumper.
But MJ added the fadeaway, like when
post up, slow motion.
That's what I'm saying, but that's what Shady's saying. You should be able to.
But I'm saying about evolving your game, bro.
It's man, listen.
Come on, dog.
Listen.
How much Shady better?
On this come one? On, y'all been in the NFL. Well, can do the same sorry ass route 15 years because he can get away with it.
Yeah, right. D-Jack, you ever had to add something to your game? Or you just played the same game?
I have.
I feel like for me, my game elevated. Like over the years, like when I first came in, obviously I've always known to be a speed guy, but I took emphasis on actually running routes. Like a lot of people don't really realize that if you break down my film, I can run routes, in and out of my routes, in and out of my breaks, like regardless of how fast I am. So for me, I just want to talk about that because when I played basketball, that's really why I stopped playing basketball. When I was young, I was fast. But I couldn't slow down the ball. I used to run the ball. I'm running past the ball and all that. But the older I got, I don't, for some reason, I can handle it a little different now. It's just crazy they said that.
I've watched Ben Simmons shoot, so I'm watching the mechanics, everything. Three summers in a row, watching, just same sitting there. Butter. And I'm sitting here like, what's going on? Like it didn't make sense. It don't. His game does not make sense.
It is mental.
You go watch him. You go watch him at UCLA this summer. You're gonna be like, oh, he's top three.
So answer that though. How can LeBron James evolve his game? Go from not shooting jumpers
it's mental,
to now
bro.
He's shooting jumpers.
Whoa. Everybody not like
wait,
you.
Oh, what? LeBron?
You go watch young LeBron.
He didn't shoot the ball great.
Says like, who? The media.
Come on, man.
The media.
We just had Paul Pierce. He's like, yo, he just talked about the only way you can stop LeBron is hopefully let him shoot.
Go to his percentage right now. 36% from the three.
I ain't never seen LeBron James take so many threes.
He shot 35, 36% his first year.
So he's been the same shooter his whole
career? Yeah, same step. But what I'm saying, he wasn't no 23% shooter coming into the NBA. He was shooting 36%.
Does he shoot the ball from three better now than he did back then?
He just shoots more. We don't, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, go look, Google it. Google!
Google. I'm telling you what my no.
Google.
No, no. Because y'all watching the same game I'm watching, dog.
I would say, but that is a good point though. He's saying he's shooting more though. He probably didn't shoot as much back.
Why do you think he's shooting more?
Because he can make it.
Because he can make it. If I can't shoot this, I'm not gonna shoot him. Has I can he, make him. I can
has,
shoot him.
Has he?
He added more. I would say too.
His game is evolved, bro.
Has he got
more finesse.
Does he post up at a 6'10" body? Does he be putting people on the body? Nope. Does he have a mid-range post-up ISO game?
He does post up a
little bit.
He does post up.
Barely.
More than I've ever seen.
Being 6'10". Being 6'10".
Hold on. What I'm saying is, hold up. Let me get this straight. I'm going to get the words right. Because I see you got to get the words right this month. Has LeBron James' game changed from back then to now, and he's still as productive?
Wiser. He's gotten smarter and wiser.
So is that a yes?
It is.
MJ. All right. Okay. No.
That's what I'm gonna do.
No. When we're comparing, saying changing games, right? Okay. When Michael Jordan was driving and doing all this, right? Doing all this. At some point, what did he do?
Put you in the post.
Slow down. He became a mid-range god.
Okay.
Think about what he's known for. What do we know Michael Jordan for?
Away.
Fadeaway.
No. Now hold, time out. Let me cut you off.
We know, Mr.
But hold on, that's
a fadeaway.
But time out. That's part of it, though. If it came in like this,
yeah.
And then his game changed, right? And then it became the fadeaway.
Yes. So where's LeBron's?
I mean, right
here. It's here.
No.
That's what I said. He got smarter and wiser.
I asked you the question earlier, like,
what makes him smart?
Smarter than you? Like, yeah, break it down.
He's learned how to stay away from his weaknesses and only play to his strengths, which is fucking difficult. Like Westbrook. Westbrook plays to his weaknesses, trying to prove us wrong. If you can't shoot and you can't pull up on the mid-range, don't do it. Then you don't gotta prove, you ain't gotta miss 57 shots trying to prove you can make one.
Gil, I just, give me your top five point guards in the league right now. Your top five.
Top five.
Top five points in the league right now.
Right
point guard.
Now. Curry, Dame, Luka. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chris still up there?
Yeah,
Kyrie.
Kyrie and Chris Paul.
But how that makes sense though, Luka and Kyrie.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Luka's a point guard. But
is James Harden, is he still a point guard? Is he
you gotta put him, bro, he ain't top five this.
Who gonna take out?
James Harden been nice now.
I don't know, who you gonna take out?
That's a good question.
You're gonna try to take out Chris Paul. But the reason I can't take Chris Paul out is, he is the most efficient guard that the NBA has ever seen. Ooh. So that means his assist to turnover ratio is the best ever. Yeah. So when you're talking about the last 5 minutes, because he's on the floor, you're gonna always have a chance to win because he's not gonna have no turnovers. There's not gonna be no bad shots. And when you're talking about,
what about
like
Jada?
Possessions, when you're talking about possessions,
who you gonna take out?
That's important.
Is John not in there though? John in the top five?
Who you gonna take out?
John.
Who you gonna take out?
He's not top five, but he's like most excited. Wait, I can't talk about Mr. Grady.
Dame Curry, Luke. Steph.
Luka, Chris. And he said, your last one Curry. Was Kyrie.
Like you like in hindsight, you would try to move Kyrie, but that's because y'all looking at the outside. That inside, that man is crazy. That man embarrassed
you. What you feel about Devin Booker?
Listen, 72 at the age of 20.
He nice.
That's different mindset.
He's not top five best player in the NBA right now, though. Would you agree with that?
No, he's not in a position to be. He reminds me of like when Kobe had Shaq and they were forced to win and he didn't get to okay, I got championships. Can you get these away from me so I can show what I can do? And
so one more time, because I want to show love. Where where do we watch this content to get this basket? This is some good-ass content.
Right now we're on YouTube, Gil's Arena. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we premiere about 3:30 Pacific time. And we'll start going live next month around 11:30. And then I'm on No Chill with Gilbert Arenas on Fubo.
Look, the end of the show, I want to do this, bro. Like, first off, appreciate you always showing love in front of the camera, behind the camera. You're a real one. But when you walked in, you know I'm into health and wellness. What you doing right now? You doing pills? Like, you look good. Like, pause, but you look good. Like, you look good. No, for real. We had Paul on, too.
You look healthy. You look healthy, brother.
I'm going to be honest with you. Listen, you know, look. Last time we had you on the show, bro, like, you didn't look too.
I told him that. I see, look, back then, you lost weight.
You look good. Like, what you doing? Seriously.
Just, like, I just changed my workout. So, I was doing an hour of cardio, lifting and stuff. And then, like, I'm done by 12, and then from 12 all the way to the next morning, whatever I'm eating just sitting on me, right? Mm. So now I just went back to how I played. So I'll do like 30 minutes in the morning of cardio, do my lift, and I do like an hour and a half of just, you know, but at night, like around 8, 9, I do my other 30. So whatever I ate is getting burned off. So it's not sitting on me until burn, you know, so I mean, now I'm just negative calories. So I'm doing this, I ain't stopped.
He said, what you taking?
He
said, what you taking? Like,
man, you think I'm cocaine bear around this mother? This mother.
Hey, why you ain't getting my credit, though? You ain't asked me, like, how I'm feeling. I'm looking lighter.
No,
I'm
do, too. We be talking about that. You ain't doing on the camera. Because, hold on, time out. When the transition, go on TV. His ass was fat for a year.
I was heavy.
Yes, you was.
Are you letting him get at you like that, though, guys?
But if you go back and look. Like, that's what I didn't notice it.
I was heavy, yeah.
I didn't notice it. I was sitting there.
They see
it was,
me now, listen, though. My shit
when
flat.
They do this, hey, when you do this, when you do this, hey,
you need some new drugs to take over there? Can you stay?
This is real. I had double XL, right? And I'm doing the finals watch party. No, everything normal. I'm doing my thing, right? I'm looking at the video back, and my arm just resting on my belly. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah. When did that happen?
That's how shady was. Shady.
Yo, hold on. You don't notice it.
Nah, you notice. I ain't gonna
you don't notice it yourself because you're looking at yourself.
You right notice.
You do, but you're not. You're trying to figure out how. Like,
you can't fit them clothes and all that. It's
real. I was 271.
You can't even have sex at that weight.
270, but I'm because I'm a little taller. It don't.
No,
I don't hold it. That's why I said I couldn't see it.
All right, end the show this way. Greatest piece of advice you've ever received.
Wear condoms? No, I'm joking.
People still wearing condoms, man. I mean, this is not. Listen. We all hear it, but we don't. Don't change.
Hold on. What's happening
right now? Because he's trying to be funny, though. I said that because Gil wanted to say, well, he said, well, you know, I had kids tour. You know what I mean? We like, we live in the same house, I had kids tour. We like, oh, wait, what? Yeah, like, I mean,
can't get that
ain't
advice.
No issue. We don't can't get that advice out.
Bro, these two, dog.
He can't get that advice out.
All right, what's your greatest piece of advice to end the show?
Chase your dream, right? Chase your dream. Don't chase girls and chase your dream, don't chase girls, right? Because if you're chasing girls, your dream ain't gonna chase you. You chase your dream, everything's gonna chase you. So, right, so when you're talking about like high school, all these kids, like, yo, you gotta sacrifice for your dream. What you think right now, me and my daughter, we be sitting here like this. And I'm like, listen, you have a goal, right? You have a goal. Your goal is to be a WNBA player. Well, there's a road to this. You keep trying to veer off for this little temporary. Don't drop your goal for temporary success, right? And that's 90% of failing is because of that. You have a goal. Got to remember, a goal takes time, 10, 15 years. And you keep veering off for these temporary rewards. Nah, you got to keep tracking. No one told us when we were little, like, yo, you trying to make it to the NFL? And then they say, all right, 10 years. That didn't, we were just today, doing it.
Grinding.
And 10 years later,
we're there.
Yep, yep.
Now you tell us, all right, it's gonna take you 10 years to get somewhere. You be like, oh, hell, nah, 10 years. Nah. And that's what we end up doing, not realizing time is moving anyway. It's gonna move anyway. That's so real. You might as well, like I tell people, whatever you're trying to do, move. Step, step, step. Step every day, just step. You might run one day, you might, you know, slow pop. Just don't stop. Just keep moving. At some point, that goal, you're gonna reach it.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam, you gotta light the wooden wheels straight up. Look in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.